Glenn, good morning.
Hi, Tess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad.
So to start off with, it's become pretty evident that this American summer season of films has had one of the lowest critical numbers in a decade. Why do you think this is?
I think there's a few reasons for it. I think in some respects, it's quite difficult for a lot of these films to meet the hype that that the industry builds for a lot of the films. They have really long tails now. They get announced a few years before. They even start filming at things like Comic-Con, and then we get teaser trailers and then extended trailers. And I think that eventually once they come out, it might be hard for them not to disappoint. I think there's also been way too many colon movies, what I want to call colon movies, like the franchise films that don't really seem to have a need to exist. So there was X-Men colon Apocalypse, Batman vs. Superman colon Dawn of Justice, Independence Day colon Resurgence. So those kind of and other franchise movies also kind of came out that there was kind of a lot of hope for, but maybe there didn't seem to be a reason for them to come out. The Star Trek Beyond and the most recent Jason Bourne film as well.
So why do you think that there has been, I guess, a lack of quality in these films? I mean, there's been a lot of big films this year being spin-offs or sequels to intellectual properties. So do you think that people and critics are getting a little bit, I guess the word would be fatigue, like getting a bit tired from this Hollywood formula?
I don't think it's so much about the Hollywood, classical narrative film or Hollywood formula. I mean, Star Wars is a really good example of that. But I think that there certainly seems to be fatigue with certain attempts to extend superhero universes. So one of the Marvel films did really well this year, Captain America, Civil War. That did huge business. But the DC Extended Universe films, so Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad, all did really poorly, particularly critically. But I guess there's also, perhaps it's important to remember that I think a lot of commentators kind of focus on the US box office, particularly American commentators. But international receipts and sales have really long outweighed the US box office, and that even shapes the films themselves. So, for example, China has become a huge market for Hollywood. And even though in films like Independence Day, where they include numerous characters with supposed Chinese ancestry, and even though that doesn't kind of wash with Chinese audiences, the computer game adaptation of Warcraft bombed in the US, but was the fastest film to hit a billion yuan in China, which is about $150 million.
Oh, wow.
So it did kind of really huge business. So I think in some ways, perhaps it does point to there being perhaps too much focus on getting really huge openings rather than having sustained success. So Star Wars just, was a huge opening, but just kept, bringing people back to watch it multiple times. Whereas Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad had enormous openings, but had bad word of mouth, terrible notices, and I'm sure a lot of the fans who said they loved it probably didn't go back too many times.
So many fans, just on this, on the topic of the fans, they've tried to actually take a stand against critics. I suppose there's been petitions saying that we should shut down the website Rotten Tomatoes, which reviews films.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there is a divide between filmgoers and critics?
Historically there's been a divide between filmgoers and critics. In some ways, there's, I think, perhaps more of a coming together, certainly in kind of in media, between filmgoers and critics. Whereas now, everyone has a voice and can share their opinion and kind of critical reception of particular films. I think it might be more certain types of filmgoers, and I think that this might be something that we're seeing that extends far beyond film reception. Because we have things like Gamergate, maybe even Donald Trump's popularity. We have kind of disaffected, young-ish males that seem to be kind of really quite angry, particularly when they're online. They were angry about Ghostbusters having a female, God forbid, a female cast. And then really angry about the negative notices that Suicide Squad received. Of course, the wonderful irony is that the person started that petition didn't kind of notice that Rotten Tomatoes is actually owned by Warner Brothers, who was distributed Suicide Squad. So they're kind of angry at themselves a little bit.
So do you think with movies like we saw the remake of the classic film Ben-Hur come out, and pretty much, I guess the way you could phrase it was it just completely bombed at the box office. Do you think that because of this there'll be a drive to see more original material in Hollywood?
It would be lovely, but I don't think so. A film like Nice Guys, which was really critically well received, that had Shane Black, who directed Iron Man 3, kind of coming up and teaming with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling to make this kind of period comedy, received really well, but didn't do that well. No one went to it. I think perhaps what we will continue to see is a lot of animation. Animation did really well. So Zootopia, Finding Dory did really well. And genre films. So whether we can argue whether genre films are ever kind of new or original material. I think they are, but I can understand people thinking that they're quite formulaic. But horror films like Don't Breathe, The Shallows, Shark Movie, and even franchise horror films like The Conjuring all did really well.
So you were mentioning there, I guess, as you said, the period films, the horrors, or animations. So I suppose the blockbusters, even though they haven't been reviewed well, do you think we're going to keep seeing more of them?
Yeah, I think Hollywood has a really odd business model and compared to most businesses. And they kind of expect many of their properties to fail. And it's the ones that really hit big that kind of make everything else, that kind of subsidise or support everything else. But even a film like Batman vs. Superman cost $250, $250 million to make. It did poorly, but it still made a profit because it still pulled in $870 million. And of course, it needs to make 2 to 3 times the budget to actually make money. But they still do well, and every once in a while something will do really well, which will kind of keep them going for another year. So it seems to be a model that they don't really want to break.
Well, Glenn, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
No worries, Tess.